First of all, I'd like to call your attention to Isaiah 9 and 6, St. Luke 12, and 1 Thessalonians out of the 4th chapter. Isaiah 9 and 6, the Bible reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." St. Luke 12, 38 through 40, that you've already heard in your hearing. "And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh and an hour when ye think not. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." Paul's writing to the Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and the 16th verse reads, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when ye think not." On the basis of those verses, we are going to ask you a question this morning. And our thought for today, a question proposed to you: are you really ready for Christmas? Are you really ready for Christmas? It's going to have a twist in it, and I hope you get it before we leave. Know the Lord to be your friend this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God this morning, because if it had not been for our friend Jesus, we wouldn't even have a sense of being. We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves. God has been so good to us and has brought us so far. We done come a mighty long way. Anybody glad from whence you come? Hallelujah. We think about the simple pleasures of life, just the mere fact to know that we can go just about anywhere we want to go in the world today. We have come a mighty long way through and by the grace of the Almighty God. And somebody suffered and died so that you would have the rights that you have on today. It's just not such a privilege. It should have been a privilege, but there are many that had to struggle and to really go through in order to have the freedom and the liberty to even come to the house of God of their choice. And it is our choice this morning to be here at the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. Isn't it good to know you are somebody? Hallelujah. Don't let nobody belittle you or let nobody make you think that you are less than they are just because you may not have the material things that they have. You may not even have the intellect that another individual have. But if you got the blood that's running warm in your veins, if you got the Spirit of the Almighty God breathing in and out of your nostrils, then you are a child of the Almighty God. And everything that God made, God said was good. Hallelujah. Now, out of all of that goodness, we find that many times we've fallen short on God. But we are here this morning to celebrate just the fact that we are yet still alive. We are here this morning to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. I really wonder how many of you come to serve the Lord this morning. How many of you come to be a witness? How many of you come to share a testimony? How many of you come to walk your walk in the front of somebody that somebody might just see just a little bit of Jesus in you? Anybody glad to have a little bit of Jesus? I don't know about you, but out of all the things that I've ever had in my life, Jesus is the best thing that I ever had. You ought to know something. If you ever felt the touch of Jesus, anybody, well, I ain't going to say anybody, that's a whole lot of y'all in here that done felt God's Spirit. How many of you know that when you felt the power of the Almighty God, how it took your very mind away, made you forget about all of your problems, forget about the fact that you got back problems, forget about the fact of what the doctor said you're going through, and you just got your mind on the Lord. Anybody got their mind on the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. We asking this morning because we realize that we're just a week away. We got 7 days left. Now, those in the materialistic world, those that are dealing with how much the sales pitch is going to be, they say you got 7 shopping days left. But I stopped by to tell you, you got 1 day left, and that is today. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And the Bible says that we will rejoice, and that means be happy. Anybody in here happy? Anybody in here glad? Anybody glad to see the sunshine this morning? Then you ought to let the Lord know whose side you on by letting him see some sign that you are yet counted amongst the living. Hallelujah, Jesus. For some reason, as time goes on, we, the people of the world, we have become more liberal and more free to express ourselves. And we demand who can say what to us and who can say what around us. We have become so liberal, and we realize that we live in a diversified society, and many of us are different in many other ways, and you may have not been brought up in your house the same way I was brought up in my house, but the same difference is we are yet brothers and sisters in Christ, and I got to learn how to love Sharon, whether Sharon do things the way I wanted to do them or not. I got to love her anyhow. We got folk in here this morning that if you don't do me like I want you to do me, then I don't want to have anything to do with you. If you don't give me what I want, when I want it, how I want it, then I don't want to have anything to do with you. But is there also anybody in here that say, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied? You may as well come on now. I ain't going to do all this hard preaching next week. We're going to talk about a little bit about Jesus next week. So you want some fire, you better get it today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to realize that there comes a time that we got to let go and let God. We come to a place where you can't even sing a Christmas carol at school. What kind of business is that? Now that I got your attention, we are living in some very crucial times. Think about it. Over the years, many years ago, they declared that it was against somebody's will, that you were opposing your religion on somebody to talk about the Lord. And they even went to the degree that they took prayer out of the schoolhouse. Isn't it a good thing that if you got a baby back here that still got to go to school, they may not be able to vocally pray, but you better teach your child how to whisper a prayer early in the morning, how to whisper a prayer when they're sitting in the classroom, how to whisper a prayer when those hoodlums and those gang members are on that hall block or on that hall block. Then you better learn how to say, Lord, walk with me while I go through here. You ain't got to let everybody know. See, every now and then, I can't fall down on my knee. There comes a time I got to talk to God walking. I got to talk to God while I work. I can't take time to close my eyes all the time. The Bible says you better watch as well. Let's pray, because you got your eyes closed, somebody might steal you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So we got to teach our children this morning that you can still talk to your God. Now don't go against the rules of the school. Don't be talking about Jesus all loud to any and everybody, but you can talk to your God. Sitting right there in your seat with your mouth closed. Hard for some of them to do. When we think about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have taken age-old traditions acts of love and kindness, and we've allowed the devil to spoil our special time of the year. We got folk around here this morning worrying about what or how to address individuals during the holiday season. But we got to understand that when we triumph during Easter over the victory of the grave, why can't we come to grips with the fact of this particular time of the year when flesh was born into the Word? And by the Virgin Mary, the full mission could not have been completed had not Jesus Christ been born as a man. So now that he came into the world as a man, as a human being, we know him to be a God and a man. So he knows on both sides of the track what you might be going through. Now, one thing I believe that we are safe in saying is that in this particular time of the year, we cannot particularly say that it was December the 25th as we know it on the calendar day, but we are just sort of do a little broad thing here and say in this particular time of the year, those of us that walk by faith, we believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born by the Virgin Mary, and it is a glorious time of the year. And I do want you to know and understand that in this house, you can say Merry Christmas, John. Merry Christmas, Carlton. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Ain't nothing wrong with saying Merry Christmas. Anybody got a problem with saying Merry Christmas? You ought to be merry if you know what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about Christ. Christ ought to make you happy. When you're happy, you're merry. So Merry Christmas, children. I'm not Santa Claus, but Merry Christmas. Christmas, a holy day, on December the 25th, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, holiday is a religious festival, a holy day, a day of freedom from labor. Now, those of us that work, we look forward to the holiday. For when it's a holiday, you can rest from your labors. So I don't know about you, but not only can I say Merry Christmas, Roland, but happy holiday. Because in about a week, I'm going to get a little time off. We need to have an understanding and stop being so critical and jumping on every bandwagon that passed by. Ever since I was a child, I always remember that they talked about how Jesus was born. I always remember that it was a very special time of the year. And as a poor little black boy, I was so glad when Christmas came around. Because now that was the time that we got new clothes, y'all. That was the time that we got a little extra goodies. That was the time when we got all kinds of fruit. See, we didn't have that household that all year long we had a fruit basket or a fruit bowl sitting in there. It was all way in December. Hallelujah. Those of you that got oranges that are going to bed and apples that are going to bed, if you'd have been back there about 25 or 30 years ago, as soon as you put them out, they start eating them up, eating them up, eating them up. Mama said, don't eat them all today. You got to have some for tomorrow. But we are better than blessed. We eat all kind of fruit all year long. I didn't know what a kiwi was until I was grown. Then I thought it was a funny looking something. You just... anytime you think you got a sad story, or anytime you think that you had it bad, there's always somebody in the house that had it worse. Hallelujah. Heaven say he got ears in a shoebox. You know a shoebox ain't going to hold very much. I appreciate y'all going with me this morning. But I really want to know, are you really ready for Christmas? If I was to ask you children this morning, oh, hey, I'm over here. If I was to ask you, are y'all ready for Christmas? Y'all ready? Children ready? Parents and grandparents, are you ready for Christmas? We got to understand this morning that when we talk about getting ready for Christmas, one thing is that there's somebody that is always going to be a critic. You ever had somebody say, I'm as ready as I'm going to get? You ever had anybody to let you know that it's not about material things, but Christmas is all about Jesus? We got to understand this morning that what makes us happy, what makes it merry, is the mere fact that we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we think about Jesus being born at Christmas and we know Jesus is love, then we need to know this morning that we got to love one another, for we ought to give love at Christmas. Any celebration that takes place in our lifetime, that takes some planning and that takes someone that's going to do all the work, the legwork, to make sure that preparations are made and everything is in order. As we get this close to the Christmas holiday as we know it, we realize that there are many running full speed ahead trying to get ready for Christmas. We ought to be ready for Christmas at all times. But when it comes to the fact, we think about the fact that the wise men, when they thought about the Messiah Jesus, they went out looking for that little child called Jesus. Now, when we propose the question, are you really ready for Christmas? Ready means to act or be used immediately. Ready is also defined as willing or likely or liable, immediately prompt. So if you're ready, that means that everything has already been said and done. If you're ready for Christmas, then you ought to already have those things in order that need to be done. And I'm not talking about your household celebration. I'm talking about a spiritual celebration where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the prophet Isaiah many, many years ago says unto us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, we are yet studying in the book of Isaiah this month. And as we study about Isaiah, Isaiah was a great prophet. This great prophet prophesied about the coming of Messiah. Now, Isaiah tells us that unto us a child is going to be born, a son is going to be given, and then he says that the government shall be upon his shoulder. So now, those of you that are caught up in what Bush did, what Bush doing, and what Bush is going to do, Bush is part of the government. So Bush is on the shoulders of the Lord thy God. Now, he might not do things the way we think he ought to do it, and he may not be what we need him to be, but we can't change the fact of where he is right now. But he's in the same place we are. We are all on the shoulders of our God. And his name is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. He's not going to let you down. And where there's war in the world, the Bible says that he is the Prince of Peace. So here we have a prophecy about someone that's going to be coming called the Messiah. Isaiah gives us the character of Emmanuel, who will come and be with us. He will come into the world as a baby born to the Hebrew people, a gracious gift of God to us. The same God will rule the God's kingdom and with God's authority. Jesus Christ could not do anything without the power of his Father. But as we make ourselves ready, as we prepare ourselves for our blessed holiday, do we understand this morning that every day is a day of thanksgiving? As we remember how the wise men were looking for Jesus, we ought to be looking for Jesus every day of our life. We began to think about this baby called Jesus that was born on that blessed day. We got to understand this morning that Jesus is Jesus every day of the week. And I just stopped by to ask you a question this morning. Are you ready for Christmas this morning? In other words, are you ready for Jesus? So many today are caught up in material things. But I'm glad to know this morning that there comes a time we got to understand that the same Jesus that was born as a baby, the same Jesus that we have been looking for as a baby child. I believe that somebody in the house this morning is looking for Jesus right now. And I'm not waiting on December the 25th. But I found out that I got to be ready every day. For I got to put on my lines and be about with my life burning. I got to understand that we got to wait on the Lord thy God. And it's just like waiting to go to a wedding feast. And I found out that when the door knocking, somebody got to step on me. Blessed are those servants, when the Lord come, he find you watching. Anybody in the house watching this morning? You got to gird up yourself and make them sit down to me. Come forth and serve the Lord thy God. The Lord will come if he come in the second watch. He might come in the third watch. God might come before December the 25th. So I stop by to ask you a question. Are you really ready for Christmas? It might not be December the 25th, but Jesus Christ might come on today. But I come to ask you a question. If you know that Jesus is on the way, are you making special preparation to go back to be with the Lord? The Bible says, but be ye therefore ready also, for you know not the day or the hour when the Son of God is going to appear. So I'm glad that Jesus is not wrapped up in a box. I'm glad that I didn't find Jesus at the jewelry store. I'm glad to know I got Jesus. And if I got Jesus, I want to know this morning, are you really ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Jesus? If you're ready for Jesus, you better get ready, for the Lord is on his way. For the Lord himself shall shout with the voice of an archangel. The Bible said the trump of God shall make a sound, and the dead in Christ, they're even going to rise. Then we which are alive, we'll be caught up to meet him in the air. Are you ready for Jesus? I stopped by to let you know that Jesus is on the way, and he's already been born in the manger as a baby. But I'm looking for the Lord thy God. And Jesus is going to come one day. Are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Jesus? I don't know the day or the hour, but I found out that soon and very soon that the Lord is going to come. And when he gets there, I found out everything going to be all right. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody, because the Lord thy God will get you ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for Jesus? Are your lamb trimmed? Are your whole burning? Are you burning for the Lord? Do you have your mind made up? For God I'll live, and for God I'll die. I want to get ready. I want to get ready for Jesus this morning. They tell me that there's going to be a star in the air. Can you see that star? When I see the star of the Lord, I found out that if I watch the light, if I follow the light, I'll find Jesus. And when I find, my Lord and your Lord, they tell me that he was there in the manger. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Right there. There's Mary, the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. Joseph, the earthly father. But the wise men, they found Jesus laying in a manger. They were ready. They were ready. Because they came bearing gifts. Whatever I got, I want to give it to Jesus. I want to come running. Oh, I want to come running. Running to my Lord. And when I get there, I'm going to bow down. Oh, Jesus, I've been looking for you a long time. And I'm glad. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm ready. I'm ready for Christmas. Now, on the earthly side, I gotta go to a store. But on the spiritual side, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for the Lord. Are you ready? Are you really ready for Christmas? I ain't talking about, do you have your tree up? I'm not talking about, is all your presents all wrapped? I'm not talking about if you already got a cake in the freezer. But are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for when you get caught up to meet him in the air? You see, when you talk about Jesus and being ready for Christmas, you better be ready every day, every month. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And every day, you ought to be saying, Lord, help me be ready. I know that you're on your way back. We got to understand. We got to understand that things, as we know it today, they're going to change again. But one thing that will not change is the love of Jesus. Are you really ready for Jesus? Look in the mirror. Look at your life. Look at what you expect for Christmas. If you don't have Jesus, then you ought to be asking for a touch from the Lord for Christmas. If you don't know him as your Savior, you ought to be asking for Jesus, not for material things. But when we say Jesus is the reason for the season, are you ready for Jesus? You see, the 25th is going to come, and the 25th is going to go. But on the 26th, when you get up, the same Jesus that you celebrated on the 25th, he needs to be celebrated on the 26th, all throughout the rest of the year. Every day, we ought to be glorifying God. Because understand this, and that was the twist that I was trying to relay to you this morning, is that when we get ready for Christmas, we are getting ready for a great celebration. But it's not about materialistic things. We're getting ready for the coming of the Savior. Now, what we're celebrating is the fact that he was born. But what we also got to celebrate and be ready for is the fact that he's coming back again. Looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. So are you really ready for him? Don't play with me. Are you really ready for Jesus? Because if you're not, you're rolling them to help me for a minute. Because something is going to happen. It's going to crack open the sky, and Jesus is going to be on the cloud. And those of us that are ready, when the trump begins to sound and he blow that trump like an archangel, all of our loved ones that are dead and gone, they're getting up first, and they're going to be with Jesus. Then those of us that are yet still alive, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. And the Bible saying, so shall we ever be with the Lord.